Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shane. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, this, my name is Vance Moreau, trying to get unemployment.
May I have your social?
421-398-499.
What's your first and last name?
James Monroe.
All right. Your date of birth?
July 24th, 1992.
And your mother's maiden name?
Coleman.
Sir?
Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
And if you, the last time you filed your claim, could you have entered in a different name?
No.
Are you familiar with the name of Donna Steen?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And what's your driver's license number?
It's 823-6972.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
You're right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. But if you have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
I just do the card.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get the information real quick. Okay. For that deposit, yeah.
And is this a traditional bank? Which bank would this be?
It's Chime.
We only accept traditional banks.
Oh, okay. Well, I just get the card then.
The card? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And your mailing address?
What's the address?
509 East Jackson.
Yes, ma'am. Demopolis, Alabama.
And is this a street, drive, court?
It's a street. It's a street.
Mm-hmm. And what's the city?
Demopolis.
Okay. You did say Minneapolis?
Demopolis. D-E-M-O-P-O-L-I-S.
You said D?
Yes, ma'am. Did I demo?
I'm sorry. I thought you said with the M. I apologize.
It's fine.
And what's the zip code?
Zip code? 36732.
36732?
Yes, ma'am.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's your phone number?
205-233-7325.
All right, and I have the address as 509 East Jackson Street, Demopolis, Alabama, 36732.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one.
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 1991 Plymouth Acclaim, 1996 Geo Prism, 1999 Ford Contour, 2000 Saturn L Series, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I've never been associated with any of those vehicles.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Hoover, Pinson, Selma, Athens, or none of the above?
Pinson.
Okay. Last question. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 129 County Road 559, 2057 Highway 167, 221 Sequoia Road, 644 84th Place South, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
644 84th Place South.
All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Right. And what was your last day of work?
My last day of work was the 21st of July.
So last Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Say it again.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I was working for a business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I'm open, but I'll say 9.
9 is the lowest?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Say it again.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
All right, and what was your job title?
I was a shift. I was shift manager.
Shift manager?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Were you in a was it like a restaurant or fast food?
It was Little Caesars, so fast food.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You said it'll be Little Caesars?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when you receive your pay stubs or any pay, how did their name appear on your?
Well, I never. They just get direct deposited onto my time account.
Okay. Like you said, it's Little Caesars. And what city was this in?
Alabama.
The city.
Oh, Demopolis.
Demopolis. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And was this on US Highway 80?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And your last day of work was on the 21st, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you start working here?
When did I start working there? March.
Do you remember what day in March?
About March the 14th.
Around the 14th?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right.
I should be moving.
And why are you no longer working?
I got fired.
And what was the reason for your discharge?
I shut the store down when I was short-staffed. And I had permission to shut the store down.
Okay.
He told me it was okay, and I did it. And then she got in trouble, so they fired. So her hire was told to fire me, even though
okay.
I did what she told me to do.
And what was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Amanda. I don't know her last name.
You said her name was Amanda?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was her title? What was her job title? Was she like the manager?
Yeah, she was like I think she was the general manager.
The general manager.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the day of your discharge?
The 21st.
Okay. And you said the incident that caused your discharge was due to you. So I had permission to close the store early?
Yes, ma'am. Because it was short-staffed and I closed it.
Store early.
I had asked permission first and she said it was fine. And that's what I did. I closed the store down.
Due to short.
But once her house found out about it, you know, she made it seem like it was an issue to you.
Mm-hmm.
She
and,
called me on the phone to fire me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No, ma'am.
And did you have any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
It never got resolved. It was just, you know, I just shut everything down and wiped everything down and got everything ready for the next shift, and that was all I really did. I came up by myself on the shift.
Mhm. That's understandable. So it just really wasn't much you could resolve.
Exactly.
Okay. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to provide you with a 4-digit PIN. Just let me know when you're ready.
I need to write something down. Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
It's 99.92.
Okay. I got it.
All right. The following instruction and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim.
Yes, ma'am.
In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works.
All right. Alabama Works.
.alabama.gov.
.gov. Okay.
And you have to go on and update your online resume. If you fail to do so, it may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you fail to make a complete certification each week, it could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to make your weekly certification on the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And you have to go on and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. I'm sorry. You just have to go on there. The screen moved back up, so I bounced back to the top of the screen.
It's fine.
Okay, but you don't think you have to do on that website. It's just less. You can access your claimant portal, and you can file your weekly certifications.
Okay.
All right. But if you choose to make your certification over the phone number is 1-800.
All right.
752.
Okay.
7389.
All right.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. You must make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully. You fail to follow the instructions listed, it could result in a loss of benefits. But if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, please call 1-800.
Okay.
361. 4524.
Gotcha.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. Monroe, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have your great evening.
You too.
All right.